This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican Kevin McCarthy is the new House Speaker, but it took days and 15 roll call votes ending early Saturday. Speaking to reporters after being elected on the 15th vote, this House Speaker says former President Donald Trump helped get more than a dozen conservative holdouts to support his nomination as House Speaker.
What he's really saying, really for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So thank you, President Trump.
Still, to win over his detractors, McCarthy had to agree to relinquish some of the very powers he'll need to lead, and the deal means giving colleagues the ability to oust him as speaker with a vote. As Ukrainians celebrate the Orthodox Christmas in the midst of a Russian invasion, some, like Kyiv resident Alex Fesniak, says the Lavra Cathedral Orthodox Christmas service he attended dramatically symbolizes Ukraine's deep split from Russia.
Now we feel that this is ours. This is Ukrainian. This is part of the Ukrainian nation, and that's why it's so important.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's president is praising the United States for including tank-killing vehicles in its latest multi-billion-dollar package of military aid. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Bradley armored vehicles are exactly what's needed for Ukrainian troops locked in combat against Russian forces. Ukrainian authorities said that a Moscow-declared temporary truce for Orthodox Christmas appeared to have been ignored by some of Russia's forces, pressing ahead with the nearly 11-month-old invasion. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Israeli protested on Saturday in Tel Aviv against the new government sworn in last month, VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
Protesters took to the streets waving flags, banging drums, blowing horns, and chanting slogans against the new coalition and proposed judicial reforms to reduce powers of the Supreme Court. Here's Israeli resident Inbar Shani.
So we came here to protest against the degradation of the Israeli democracy. We see a process where the rights of the people will be over time consumed.
Protesters hoped that through these demonstrations, they would be able to oust the new government. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Authorities in Mexico City say that two subway trains collided between stations, killing at least one person and injuring 57. Mexico City Mayor Claudio Sheinbaum says on her Twitter account that Saturday's accident happened on Line 3 of the capital's metro system. Officials have not given any details of what caused that crash between stations. Sheinbaum initially reported one death and 16 injuries, but officials later raised the number of injured to 41, then 57. In May 2021, an elevated section of Mexico City subway system collapsed, causing 26 deaths and injuring nearly 100 people. An update from VOA's Lisa Schlein of a Nobel Prize laureate who went on trial in Belarus.
Belarusian laureate Alice Bialyatsky went on trial Thursday in the capital Minsk on charges that human rights activists widely view as bogus. UN human rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says his office has serious concerns about the conduct of their trial.
The trio are among hundreds detained after a violent crackdown on anti-government protests back in 2020. We call for the charges against them to be dropped and their immediate release from detention.
Bialyatsky jointly won the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize along with Russian human rights organization Memorial and the Ukrainian human rights organization Center for Civil Liberties. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Joe Biden will arrive in El Paso for his first politically thorny visit to the southern border. Migrant advocates there describe an increasing climate of fear since the president last week announced new immigration restrictions. Cubans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and Venezuelans will be expelled to Mexico if they enter the U.S. illegally. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.